Blair Eye.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, yo, man, this your boy Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the motherfucking Black Bear King. And you are now listening to Ground Horn Radio with your host, Carter Mafioso, Miss Chief, Dope Ass Music, Razor, E-Dub, Young Nah, and DJ Sergeant Rock. It's grind or die, baby, so stay up off the block. Ma, stop the fuckery.
This is the government in this place.
Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the motherfucking Black Bear King, and you are now listening to Ground Horn Radio.
Miles, you can't restore these niggas. What's the key? I count my own bag. I need some more. Cops are free, but she home now to even the score. Said I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with no bag. I've been out a while working on my rapper's tan. I'm in this kitchen cooking up a fresh batch. I cut the fat, left the teeth to catch the rat. Stand down, tone down on them extra cats. A band is a bitch ass nigga with a wax thirst trap.
I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, hun? Bust up on who, hun? I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, huh? Bust up on who, huh?
It ain't nothing in life but to chase a check. These bum bitches need a reality check. I mean, I'm out here, bruh. It's the Taliban. She a jump off, no top off, no caravan. If he say he only wants some bop on it, tell that bad nigga you'll need some vroom with top on it. I got a new route, it hit different, stay on path. These bands is dirty, hose them down, fuck that bubble bag. And I don't fuck with no bum niggas, those I'm banning. Y'all stepdad, he misbehaving, off the wagon. Left them curbside with my wop, rag flagging. And ain't no need for no band, nigga, I ain't having it.
Watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, hun? Bust up on who, huh? I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, hun? Bust up on who, huh?
Oh yeah. We back. It's another season of Grind Hard Radio. It's going down 10 years, baby. Let them know now.
Tuesday and Thursdays we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. The squad we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time. Tuesday and Thursdays we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. The squad we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time.
Radio 323-693-3040.
running with the bag like it's Christmas. 14 years, yeah, we've been doing this. Call in, it's jumping like crisscross. NorCal's where I met your boy gets off. Mischief, toting plans, so you living off. Reality radio, that's us. She's off that stage and getting smacked up. These bars easy work like a layup. Caught a mob and so don't try and play us. Our show's hella go, no turn down. My family solid theory, we don't do clowns. Hulk go, no break, my family hood loud. On God, this show is finna go down. No cap, all facts, we the best now.
Ground Hard Radio. Turn up for a motherfucking check. And let that beat drop. What it do, world? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro? Ma.
All right,
Ma,
what up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. Face Ma, the Hood Loud King. Better known as the God, Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King. Ground Hard Radio, let's get it. Ma.
Let's get it. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 6-1 Nina, representing that team.
Nina, Nina.
It's the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio.
Nina.
It's your girl, Miss Chief. How you doing tonight, darling?
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Chief, representing that, like you said, 6-1 Nina. Southern California, San Diego, representing, ready to turn up with my family. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Tuesday.
Get lit, baby. Let's get it. Taco Tuesday, goddammit, that's what it is. Next up on the squad, I love it. Next up on the motherfucking microphone, we gonna keep it on the West Coast, cause it's the motherfucking best coast, representing that team, no filter. He's baked fresh,
Bay
like
fresh.
A motherfucker. International dope ass music, goddammit. Call him by his first name. Dope, what it do, Fablam? He's international now.
Go ahead, and international, I'm just over here watching the Golden Girls. And I'm on Ground Hard Radio.
You did know that. That's what's up. All right. That's what it is. Then we got a full house tonight. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. We're going to take it to my neck of the woods. Now, it's not the 904, but we definitely got the 305 Miami in the motherfucking building, man. It's the R&B gangster of Ground Hard Radio. Razor, what it do, fam, blow? Straight.
Hey,
like that.
You already know. Dade County in this thing tonight, man. Turn up Tuesday. Y'all know what time it is. 305 Razor, the R&B gangster.
That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 228. It's the motherfucking 228 boy himself. It's the main man, E-Dub, E-Dizzle. Live in the building. What it do, fam, bro?
Whoa, it's your boy E-Dub. You already know what it is, 228 checking in with my squad. You already know how we get down on Turn Up Tuesday. You see a shot,
yep.
Take a shot. You feel me? Yeah, you know what it is. Going all our time, man.
That's what's up. That's what it is, man. No doubt. All right. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. We going to keep it in the 228 representing that Mississippi movement.
Uh-oh.
It's our motherfucking resident DJ. The legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big bro? And that's definitely true.
Man, what's happening, everybody? You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You in tune to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the epitome of what reality radio should be about. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
So let's go. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm hype. I'm amped. You know what I'm talking about? So, shit, let's get it in this ragged-ass bitch, you know what I'm talking about?
Let's do it. That's what's up, man. That's what it is, man. Ground Hard Radio, Turn Up Tuesdays team. We actually got a guest tonight in the building, man. We got independent recording artists. We got your boy EBK, King Kev. He's going to be live a little bit later on the show, you know what I'm saying? We can't wait to chop it up.
Okay.
You know? Team, we also got a real-life hot topic. I'm going to go ahead and just say it real quick, team. For whatever reason, I was unable to get the audio, you know what I'm saying? And I believe that had something to do with social media restrictions. But nevertheless, we'll get into it a little bit later, you know what I'm saying? So y'all keep it locked for the actual topic, but it's going to definitely be a real-life hot topic tonight. So make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you... Yeah, if you end on chat rooms, you can still quarantine and chill with us and on GHR chat rooms team. I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks, you know what I'm saying? We're going to switch it up a little bit this week. We're going to represent for the motherfuckers that's been around Ground Hard Radio for a hot minute, you know what I'm saying? We celebrated seven years all season long, 10 years, my bad. We got the 800th episode coming up this Thursday night, man. So we're going to start it off Ground Hard Radio. This is Blood Brothers with Kona Pocket, live on GHR. Turn up four motherfucking check.
Let's go. It's Grind Hard Radio. Yeah, we back fully packed with a new show. 10 years in the game and we still go. The Black Larry King, Jake Chronicles. Tuesday, Thursday, we live. 11 to 1 after midnight. So pour you some liquor or get high. With Team Ground Hard, let's ride. 323-693-3043. This beat, press 1 to talk to the host. You can catch us live every week. We got them hot topics. Don't buy that tongue and we keep it popping. We ain't never gonna stop. Keeping them up while we keeping it dropping. We tell it like it is. Don't really care how you feel. Everything is real. We mob and keep it tree. Yeah.
We the radio gladiators.
Thank you.
Let's ride.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
What you say, 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 what you
say, what you say, what you say, what you say, what you say, what you say, what you say, what you say, what you say, what yeah, you better give it up. We the hot shots near them hot spots. Scamming don't knows while we selling white hoes in designer clothes. Boost mobile, no, we boost local. We're running out of Gucci, got Louis in her coochie. Fuck your copyright, we out here selling movies. Nigga, what you doing? Only fancy do the homies. Yeah, you don't know me, so I'm finna smash off in your ride. So I'm finna slide to the east side. Chop shop time, give me the Yeti so I can drop off the Yeti. She ain't got my money, fuck that, about to reap all bitches caddy. Whoever paid the plug, you got the money, huh? Revenue coming up, a wholesale markup. PDD, PPP, they steady paying me. The homie cracking iPhones, we breaking in. Homes, we bout the dough.
Paper we talking? Well, go and point it out so I can get the stalking. Cause I always been a cheddar chaser, pursuer, running 50. Buy my money, 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 money. You digging me? Your pockets is dry. I think I need some Blistex. Ours is swole, whoa. Butter biscuits, crushed your buns and bread, peaches and cream. My squad get the money and we count it as a team. C-Dub-E, yeah, that's the crew, boy. Cold War bastard, do what it do, boy. Stacking is a major thing, everybody trying to do it. Some know how to hustle, other panic when they lose it.
But crush wouldn't get dumb enough to try to take it down.
No worries, that's why I got the foe. So don't you ever, 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 ever try to take my paper or it's bye-bye, off to your maker.
What you say, 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 what
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air It Out Radio.net. Ayo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on. Let's go, Razor.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Street day, you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too crispy. He fucking with you,
fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking with you,
fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Street day, you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too crispy. He fucking with you,
fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fucking with you,
fucking with you.
Fuck it up.
Used to move stones, cavemen. Got old money, ancient. Paper tag with the maintenance. So you know I'm blessed, amen. I'm about to blow
C4.
Got the game and the Chico. Cold hearted like 40 below. You don't really wanna let it go.
Two-tone interior. Big bag superior. Got you beat imperious. All else inferior.
I be blowing on the finest. Cold hearted, check the climate. Check the charts, raise the climate.
They ain't counting,
I be stepping out crispy,
six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you can miss me. Street say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. We fucking with you. That just might fuck it up. We fucking with you. That just might fuck it up. I be stepping out crispy. Six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you can miss me. Street say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. We fucking with you. That just might fuck it up. We fucking with you. Fuck it up. DBs be a trip. DBs can't slip. Got DBs on the whip. Routine real nigga shit. Routinely move with a grip. Extended mag with a clip. I'm tryna juke for the splits. From broke to rich. Not real nigga lit. Am I arrogant a little bit? But I deserve it. Rich on purpose. They be thirsty, yeah. DBs don't change. New day, same game. Money maintain and stay up out the chain. I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you can miss me. Street say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. We fucking with you. That just might fuck it up. We fucking with you. That just might fuck it up. I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you can miss me. Street say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. We fucking with you. That just might fuck it up. Fucking with you, fucking with you. That just might fuck it up.
Now we doing it over here on Ground Hard Radio, god damn it. Check us out, Ground Hard Radio. We live, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check us out 24-7 via live365.com. Make sure you go to the Google Play Store. Download the Live365 app so you can take Ground Hard Radio on the go with you. You can also download the show for absolutely free on iTunes. And team, did you know you can also check us out on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, as well as other podcast streaming platforms. I'm going to get that shit right one day, you know what I'm saying? But until then, team, can we go get into this banging-ass motherfucking playlist, man? You know what I'm saying? We're representing the legends of Ground Hard Radio. And let's just be clear, everybody here is a legend. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody here is a fucking icon. Everybody here is a boss in their own right, you know what I'm saying? But some of the songs we played tonight for the final three episodes of Ground Hard Radio Season 45, at the very top of the show, that was our queen. That was our sister, Miss Chief. With bands, you know what I'm saying? Salute Queen, we love that track. In our original playlist, we started off with the Blood Brothers. That's Carter Mafioso and Logic 4.0 with Kona Pocket. Then we hit y'all with that dope-ass music featuring Crush the Catalyst with Root of All Evil. I love that shit. And my new favorite R&B track, understand what I'm saying, man? That was your boy Razor with Fuck It Up, you know what I'm saying? Because Old Ground Hard Radio tonight, you know what I'm saying, man? That's a bop, broski. I got a salute to you, man. That's definitely a bop. Yeah, man. No doubt. Yeah. So, team, check this out. Now, tonight, you know, this is our first guest of the season. It's been a minute. Damn near since the pandemic, since we had an actual guest on the show. So, in about 22 more minutes, we'll have our official guest for this season, King Kev. He's going to be in the building. We're going to chop it up with him. But, team, I wanted to go ahead and quickly get into the topic for tonight, which is a real-life hot topic about a shooting, actually an ambush, that happened in Broward County. But team, I wanted to say something because I had to check game real quick when I was doing my little investigation. When I got the video, I went to YouTube. The comments was disabled, so nobody really couldn't, you know, voice their opinion on it. So I kind of knew when I was going to pull the audio that Blog Talk was going to give me like an issue. You know, they went say something about the company standards. I get it. It was a police shooting. I also went to where the video originated at, which is ABC7. Try to download that link. It wouldn't let me download it. So right now we're trying to get it on the Ground Hard Radio page, but for anybody who hasn't seen the video, it's on my page right now, you know what I'm saying? And team, hopefully if some of y'all saw the video prior to the show, y'all can get a better understanding. But I really wanted that audio so everybody could hear it. I mean, it was graphic or whatever the case may be, but I felt like it would have gave us a better understanding. But nevertheless, team, Florida deputies ambushed in a deadly shootout attack, and it was captured on a police dash cam. So, team, whether y'all want to take this as, you know, it's a crime, niggas shooting at a police officer. It's so many ways that you can go with this topic. What I wanted to bring to the table is what makes a motherfucker do that when they are stopped. And I'm not just saying a motherfucker being ignorant. Is it the fact that we that scared of the police? As soon as a nigga get out of, you start shooting at a motherfucker. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, too. This happened years ago when I was growing up in Kent Knight. I had a homeboy, and he was off the chain, man. And I'll never forget, this nigga told me, he say, man, we riding, and the police get behind us. We shooting with these motherfuckers. And guess what, team? I ain't never got in that car with that nigga ever again in life. Because, you know, I'm a gangster. But I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? I protect myself. Yeah. I got me a little pistol, but I ain't trying to shoot out with no police. You know, so, team, I just want to let y'all know, you know, if you didn't see the video or not, that it's so many ways that you can take this concept. Is it a motherfucker just tired of being stopped by the police? Is it a political thing? Yeah. Is it police gunning for motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? And what I wanted to do, team, and please excuse me, too, because I'm having some technical issues on my switchboards, but we're going to push through this show tonight no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Team, I wanted to turn it to Razor because he submitted the topic. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to get his overall thoughts on it. And, team, like I said, if you haven't checked out the video, you can definitely try to check it out on my page right now, and I'm also posting to the Ground Hard Radio page. So, bro, I'm gonna turn it over to you, man. And what's your thoughts? I wanted that audio, goddammit.
I know, bro. I know, cause that definitely would have brought it full circle.
It would have killed it.
But yeah, but I guess for everybody that may not be aware of what he's speaking in reference to, like what happened is it was a routine stop. It was a car with, I believe, four people in it. There was a female who was the driver who was dealing with one of the police officers. There was two police officers on the scene. And then there was a guy who was leaning on the trunk of the car that had gotten pulled over. The second officer approached the passenger rear door and was having a very light conversation with the guy that was in the back seat. And, like, randomly this guy jumped out with a stick and gunned down and start shooting at one of the officer that was closest to the door. Both of the officers scattered and opened fire back at the guy who jumped out the back seat. He got hit in the leg, ran around the police car, and snuck up behind one of the officers and hit him with the stick in the face and broke a couple face bones and sinus bones or something they said in the report. The other officer who was on the scene emptied his clip in him after he was while he was on the ground and basically shot him about 9-10 times, and all of this was captured on camera. And me personally, like, you know, like when we've had conversations about issues like this with, like, you know what I'm saying, like when we talk about black on black crime and things of that nature, you know, this was one of those examples that, like, normally I never take the stance of, like, when we talk about police officers shooting unarmed black men, this is definitely not what we're referring to. But I definitely thought about, like, how, you know, like, I think Sergeant Rock took that stance. Like, regardless of what the police officers are doing, we definitely got to stop shooting each other. And I normally don't side with that opinion at all. But after watching this video, it's real hard for me not to have some empathy for what police officers go through, because for sure, when that dude jumped out that car with that stick, you knew what time it is. He was trying to kill somebody, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, off road.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I couldn't imagine if that officer was, like, my father, uncle, or somebody coming home to me, and I had seen that video of them going through that, like, you know what I'm saying? So, this might be one of the first times that I ever saw a video where I felt some level of empathy for the police, because normally, you know what I'm saying, I'm a Florida boy, street nigga, and I normally take a stance of gabos all day. Game ain't based on sympathy, but when I saw this shit, I was like, damn, And I just wanted to see, check the temperature of the team and see how everybody else, you know what I'm saying, what they got from that video, you know what I'm saying, in those circumstances.
Yeah, because Buddy got out the back of that car flooding that motherfucker. That's first and foremost. I'm definitely want to turn
the report,
over to the team. But
the report said that he let off 61 shots in less than a minute.
Crazy.
God damn.
Crazy.
God damn.
So, you know, not to deter anybody.
That,
so my
is that
thing
even
is, team,
is that even possible?
Well, it definitely was possible. You know what I'm saying? It happened. So my thing is, what make a motherfucker do that? So that's how I'm looking at the situation. What makes a motherfucker? As soon as I get out, I'm supposed to just go to war with the police.
Hey,
has it gotten that goddamn?
Hey, but Jit, the report said that the dude who opened fire with the stick, they say he had all kinds of priors. He had a long rap sheet and he was out on bond, so he was trying to stay out of jail.
Yeah,
I got you. I feel you.
That too.
So he had papers. He had open cases.
Wow. Did they kill him?
I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. On the video, you see the other officers shoot him 9 times, like point blank range. He definitely got killed.
And team, I think part of why I wasn't able to get that audio, because what I remember in the video towards the end, I don't know if that was the police chief or not or whatever the case may be, they say, well, damn, you know, if people asking us why did we go so hard at the end on him, you know what I'm saying? They said because, you know, he was evil. He was the devil. You know, anybody that evil deserved to be dead. And that was the word that came out of that man's mouth. But, Ray, I love how you put everything into perspective. So what I wanted to do is do the whole roundtable thing real quick, team, because we still got about 15 minutes before our guests of the night get in the building. And I could throw it to Carter real quick, and anybody can chime in with anything that they want to. But, team, let's just stay time consistent. Carter, go ahead, bro. You got it.
Oh, no doubt. I had a chance to watch the video. It was a dog and a child in the back seat with him too, and the officer was talking to him, you know, kindly and gently, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, I got kids too, whatever, and you know, he bust out, you know, busting. And see, the thing is, it's like, you know, with the police officers, you got good cops and you got bad cops, and you know what I'm saying? You never know who you're gonna get stopped by, you know. As us, for black men, we already know it's a target on our head, period, when it comes to getting stopped by the police. So, you know, right now, in this day and time, it doesn't come to that far as, you know, if you have, like, bottom line, he had a semi-automatic weapon in the car, so he was going to jail anyway. He was out on bond. He was going to jail anyway. No passes, no you know, tickets, no nothing. No, you know, ain't no running because it was already 2 police officers there. You know, you stop. So he had a situation where he put his people involved too, and that's another thing too. If you driving or if you, you know, you with somebody and you know what type of person they is, you know, that's like with me in my car, I ride dolo, point fucking blank. If you need a ride, I ask you all the time. You dirty, you know, you got something on you, you know, because I have shit on me too. And, you know,
yeah, you
I've been through my shit in South Carolina. It's the hands of one.
All right.
In South Carolina, it's the hands of one, hands of all. If somebody gets in the car with some shit and nobody don't claim, I done been in that situation. I done been locked up for shit like that. Motherfuckers don't take their charge. So you got to watch who you have in the car with you. You got to know who you got in the car with you. You know, you got to know if they on the run. You can't just have people with you, you know. If you're in the game, you know, stuff like that comes with the game, you know. They probably had shit in the car. You know, it's like, you know, it's a bad situation, but it's like that's what comes with the police and getting stopped by the police these days. It either turn out good, either turn out bad. You know what I'm saying? But as a black man, we already know, you know, that we're liable to get shot and killed if we get stopped by the police. So that already, with that stigma in the black man's mind, you know, and especially if you in the street, you know, it, you know, that's just the model right there. Bust back at the police, round my way, in my hood. That's always in the way. You know, that's why we made the history camp. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like, it's two worlds, you know, and it's like, you know, we already know, well, some of us know what the police stand for, and some don't. You know, you got good police officers, you got crooked ones, you know, and it's like, you know, that's just the fact and the reality right now. You know, getting stopped by the police is either in bad or easy worse. But I don't condone what he did, and I don't, you know, say
absolutely
it was fucked up what he did, you know, because, mm-hmm, you know, I don't know what I would have did in that situation. You know, if I was facing that or I got this system, you know, usually, you know, we ain't going out like that. I'm going to just put it like that. You know, a black man in them streets, that's what you sign up for. You know, that's how, you know, it's like that. And they not your friends. The police never been nobody's friend. You know what I'm saying? And that's just in that street world. If you're living in the street world, that's how it goes. You know, it's you against the police. That's just in that world. That's how that game go. You know, but if you're a law-abiding citizen, you ain't, you know, you ain't living like that, you won't have to worry about that because you're going to have a CWP. Your license, I mean, your gun gonna be registered. It's gonna be in the glove compartment or the trunk where it's supposed to be at. Or if you register license holder, it's gonna be on you. You won't have to have that problem. So that's what comes that world, you know what I mean? But
well, Carter, what if you was
I don't think.
I was just saying, what if you was Nick just ask your friend drop you off at a little whole house or whatever, and he talking about, oh, niggas, police get behind him, we shooting. I'm like, niggas, we shooting what? Oh, you know, I'm jumping out of the car,
I done been in that situation before where, you know, I done gave a motherfucker a ride, and the motherfucker done had the whole hood shot up, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers done got hit up, you know what I'm saying? And you be like, damn. We don't know. This motherfucker done robbed the whole damn whole another side of town. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just asking for a ride, dog.
So I always ask a motherfucker. That's why I say I always ask a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Or anybody new come hanging around you, you know him, you know where he been. Motherfucker could have been killed the whole damn, you know, all kind of shit. You know, and just come around you like they ain't did not one damn thing. That's how it goes. So that's how I say it. But I don't condone that police officer that was like, yeah, we did it. Yeah, he said we'll do it again. Anybody that's evil like that, you know, don't glorify that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I go both ways on it. You know what I mean? But
no,
you know, you got to watch what the company you keep, you know, and anybody on the run is going out like that. You know, they're going to go out like that. You know what I mean? They know this is it. And I ain't taking your charge. He probably told them, hey, y'all take this charge. Y'all know I got this 30-round semi-automatic. You know what I mean? Somebody going to take it. Oh, no, hell no, I ain't taking this charge. I got my kids in here with me. Kids ain't taking my kids. You see, she was the first one talking to the police officer, making sure she was straight. You see what I'm saying? So, he kind of put them in that situation, and that's what, you know, police officers got to face that shit every day, too. So, you know, I hate to put a good one, but what about the bad? It's a lot of bad police officers, too. And I've been a victim of a lot of bad police officers in my life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of come with. And I wish I would have had something on me a lot of times when they rolled up on me. You know what I'm saying? So it can go both ways.
You,
but that was fucked up. You know what I mean? It was crazy,
No, definitely, definitely, bro. And what you said was some real shit. You know me, I always got to try to make a little joke out of something. But I tell you what, goddammit, I ain't riding with you. If you plan on shooting at the police, goddammit, don't involve me in it. Cause, I can't. I ain't that goddamn game. All right, but that's what's up.
Save the plan on shooting. Save the plan on shooting.
Nobody
the police will leave that motherfucker know.
Yeah, please, drop. I can get right on that. Before y'all get to shooting.
On my live. I mean, when I be riding. Y'all see me by my damn shit.
You gotta keep that fire stick on you. All right, we're gonna keep this thing moving. Now we're gonna move on down this. We're gonna move on down this yellow brick road, and we're gonna throw it to you, Queen, Miss Chief, darling. What's your thoughts on the topic?
I agree with everyone. It's just really sad, you know, Patty Roller.
It is.
You know, and you know, just history that they've done so much negative things that's all you see. And, you know, just like with anything else, they don't glorify, like, positive and the good things and the good ones or anything. So you just see a lot of negative, you experience a lot of negative, and it makes people like Kata and more people feel torn about having sympathy or having, you know, like, almost feeling like they're getting justice, and that's just a sad state that we're in.
Wow, since you said that so eloquently. Yeah.
Very
I agree with you, baby. Yeah. Definitely agree with you on that. That's all you had, Queen? You going to keep it
yeah,
light like that?
Yeah.
We love it. We love it. That's what's up. That's what it is.
As you said, moving. Keep it short and sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're going to follow that time, baby. That's what's up. All right, we're going to throw it to Mr. King, No Filter, Dope-Ass Music. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
Let's see here. Now, the craziest thing is, as you know, when I was younger, I never worried about the police, right? The police pull me over, whatever. I got a license. I got registration. I got insurance. Pull me over. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Now, even as legit as I am, I get nervous now because it's like, what if they, like, I could be in the kid car with my kids. I can get shot. I could be 100% legit and get shot. So
I agree with you, though. If,
you know, so it's crazy because now it's like, all right, well, do I keep the burner in the car? Because, you know, if the 5-0 pull me over, he reached for his gun, I'm going to reach for my gun. You know what I'm saying? I promise you that 4/5 going to shoot through that door. And you know what I mean? You're going to have to catch me. But it's also about, you know, your associate. Like, I rode with people. One time I was rode with a dude and he had a 4-way search clause. He didn't tell none of the homies. So we got, you know, everybody got something on him in the car. One time searching everybody. And three of the four people got locked up. Luckily, you know what I mean, I left mine at the house because everybody else had days. So what I need mine for, everybody else got days. But you see what I'm saying? So it's sort of like you got to know who you riding with and you got to make better choices. And it's a sad that the man, like, you to get, you know, you can't even have any type of injury. It's more of the paroling system in the United States versus anything else because, number one, they don't want you to go. They want you to go back to jail because if you have any type of contact with the police, that's a parole violation. Like, well, how many black people can go a whole 5 years without having no contact with the police? Unless I sit in the house all day.
You kind of got a point, bro. You kind of got a point.
If I'm looking at 25 with an L, okay, well, let me go ahead and just, you know, try to shoot my way out of it. I you know. So, I mean, I get why the police officer shot the dude, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that was actually I don't never want to say it's okay to kill a human being, but if you're getting shot at, it's okay to shoot back.
Yeah, off work.
Yeah. Whether you white, black, whatever. But these people are getting shot, and they have cell phones and you know, aluminum foil in their pocket. They don't have nothing. They got, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, we can't sit in our house without the police coming in, kicking in the door. We can't sit in the house. We can't sit in the car. We can't sit in the car. We can't be at Starbucks. Like, nigga, when is it safe?
That was some real shit, though.
Yeah.
That was some real shit.
I keep that. When I'm riding by myself, I keep the fire on me. But when I'm with my daughter, I'm like, look, man, I can't keep the fire on me. I don't want to traumatize my daughter because I'm shooting out the window at the popo. But when I'm by myself, yeah, I keep that fire on me.
Hey, and I'm just going to interject. That's some real shit. I'm going to just interject and say mine real quick. Just say my little piece because we're getting close to the guests coming in. I kind of agree with what Dope said, really everybody, when it comes to carrying your shit around, because I'm a firm believer as a gun is supposed to protect your house. That's in case a motherfucker break into your shit, you understand what I'm saying? But we living in a whole nother time now, you know what I'm saying? So all that shit is erased. I do want to say this, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. Okay, I heard Razor say it, I heard Dope say it, I think I heard Carter say, hey man, he probably has some pending charges, he got a case against him, whatever the case may be. I still say though, if you gonna jump out of a car and go to war with police, it's deeper than on cases. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a nigga don't want to go to jail. I get it. But it is something deep-rooted for a motherfucker to say, okay, this decision that I'm going to make, I'm going to get up out this bit, and I'm just going to start spraying the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little more mental to me. It's a little more deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my personal opinion. That's all I'm going to say on it. Dope, was you finished, bro? We got two more before we get to the guests.
Hey, yeah, that was it. Yeah, like I said, some dudes, they just don't want to go back to jail, so they'll shoot it out. Even if they don't have any charges, like the fact that you can't have no police contact, and if you have police contact, you're going back anyway. Why not shoot it out?
And that means you got a mental problem. All right, we're going to keep it moving, man, and we're going to throw it to E-Dub. Cause you were well. I'm just saying. I see if you was a schizophrenic or a bitch, you got amnesia, you ain't know what you was doing. You was a well. You made a conscious decision. That's just me. But we're gonna keep it moving on down the panel. We're gonna throw it to your boy E-Dub.
On another note, though, you gotta realize how they treat you in Quebec. I've been that motherfucker 3 times. You know what I'm saying? They don't treat you like regular people.
I'm sure.
Like on lay shit, you know. Just saying it like putting you in the frame of a person. Like, why would they do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, people couldn't come. Like, when you back there, you might not even go to your funeral. You know what I'm saying? It's like they do you like dirty. You know.
I mean, I'm well aware because I feel like some niggas feel like you go to prison, man, I ain't gonna be able to survive in that motherfucker, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Yeah, it's
but
like being dead in another.
I get that. You know what I'm saying? But I still feel like it's a deep rooted mental issue if you're gonna take that route.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Man.
E Dizzle, you wanna chime in, bro?
Oh, for sure, man. Man, it's unfortunate what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the thing we did was see the video. Like, we don't know who dude is, what his experience has been with the police. Hell, what if he done been in a situation where he done got violated by the police? You know what I'm saying? He should have had, like, warrants. You know what I'm saying? Parole, you know what I'm saying? It's a number of reasons why he did that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like all the fucked up shit that police do is like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I hate to see that type of shit, but it's like, you know, some motherfuckers just ain't going, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Like Carter said, especially if you on that street shit and you really out there like that, like it's like life or death. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like every day is life or death. You feel me? Like, and he probably just, you know what I'm saying, ain't want to face prison or whatever he was facing. Before he jumped out, he probably thought about it real quick. Like, fuck that, I ain't going back. You know what I'm saying? And he jumped out. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like when the police shot him and emptied the clip, I thought that shit was excessive. You know what I'm saying? Like you already hit his ass like 3-4 times, and he obviously ain't moving. He on the ground. Like I felt like it is such thing as excessive force. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's deadly, you know what I'm saying? That was kind of like an overkill type shit. You know what I'm saying? That was like an overkill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can shoot a motherfucker like 3-4 times. He ain't had no more bullets in the gun, because if he had any more bullets, he wouldn't have been slaying that motherfucker. You feel me? So, he ain't goddamn did what he did, and buddy, shot his ass up. And then I ain't like the comment by the police. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, oh, he was evil. It's evil police. So if a motherfucker jump out and empty their clip on the police, you going to feel the same way if it's an evil police? You feel me? So it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's fucked up. All we doing is speculating because we don't really know what possessed
that nigga
to jump out. You know what I'm saying? Could have been another reason.
And that's why
I was
saying there's so many ways to go with the topic, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's definitely
right. I'm just speaking
that's
from my experience.
Yeah, and I respect everybody.
It's crazy, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I feel like that shit can happen more. I feel like that type of shit can happen more often if police continue to do the type of shit that they do. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you're going to have more people that stand their ground and shoot it out, go to war, whatever you want to call it with them. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't really going to make too many comments because I might say some shit. I might say some off-the-wall shit, but you know what I'm saying?
It's no comment is too wrong, but I feel you. I definitely think we should have a continuation of this. If we ain't had no guests, we were going to ride in this time because, you know, it's just like an alcoholic. If you drink and every time you drink, it's a problem, you're probably an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. If you get out and shoot out with the motherfucking police, you might have a mental issue. You know what I'm saying? So it's ways we could have went with this.
Yeah.
But, team, we ain't got the time, though. We ain't got the time tonight, goddamn. So we got to keep it moving, E-Dub. We appreciate that, E-Dub. Yeah.
I ain't like the comments by the police. I felt like the ending was excessive, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, it's just a fucked up situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, police need to respect people more. You know, people do get, you know, beat up by the police and shit like that. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what was on Buddy's mind. Maybe he was traumatized by a past experience. I don't know. You feel me? Maybe he ain't had an interaction with the motherfuckers and they had been harassing him. Harassing whoever he was with.
Right. You
know what I'm saying? Like, what if they was continuously pulling them over and he felt like they was trying to trap him? You feel me? And he was like, fuck, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. Absolutely.
But the comments was, you know what I'm saying, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like the comments. I felt like that shit was kind of like over, you know what I'm saying, overly stated, whatever the fuck you mean.
Yeah,
and anybody say anything about how he did it or how every time he got killed, evil can never be too big or some shit he said. I don't know what he said, but that shit wasn't cool. Like, all the motherfuckers.
No, I agree with you on that.
Terrorists and white people, they go shoot up motherfuckers and kill 30, 40 people and shit. They get detained, you know what I'm saying, and took in.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's all kind of different little age group and shit, but it's unfortunate, man, and it's crazy, man. You know, it's crazy times we living in, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's up? That's what it is. All right, team, before we get into the guest of the night, we're going to go ahead. We may call him last, but he's never least around this motherfucker. DJ Sergeant Rock, what's your thoughts on the topic, Broski? Because I definitely know you got an opinion about it.
The only thing that I've got to say about it is 9 times out of 10, when a nigga gets pulled over by the police, he gets pulled over too much by the police. He's thinking in his mind, you know what I'm saying, you know, well, how can I get out of this? How can I get out of that? Or whatever situation that he might feel himself being trapped up in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, you know, let's face it, man, the only people I know get out and bust at the police like that is people that say, well, I'm not going back to jail. I got all this whatever on me. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hated that, you know, that shit happened like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to kind of, well, what was he on to make him jump out and just start just busting at the police?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then number two, okay, had he not done that, they still would have found the gun. You know what I'm saying? They still would have found the gun. If he not did that. So either way it go, He was going back to jail. You know what I'm saying? He just probably had on his mind that he wasn't going back to jail. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just like E-Dub said, you know, we don't know. You know, we only speculating. But as far as I know, from being down south, the only time niggas jump out and just start shooting at the police is if a nigga got so many charges hanging over his head and he get caught up at the wrong time and he just thinking, well, fuck it, I'm finna go all the way out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, nine times out of ten, that ends in, you know, getting shot up. You know what I'm saying? Because going all the way out is going all the way out. You know what I'm talking about? And that's true. You know what I'm saying?
That's 100.
That was some gangster ass shit.
Man. I just said that. That was some gangster shit. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing it could be. You know, you gangster real, man.
Yeah, some street shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, police in the street. Okay, now let's put it all on the line here. Police in the street is different from desk cops. You know what I'm saying? Police have to police these streets. So whatever they feel that a motherfucker is doing wrong, they gonna approach him. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? That's just ain't no getting around that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shit, it's hard to get around something that you can't get around. You know what I'm saying? Dude probably
straight
feels
like that, bro.
I'm tired of these motherfuckers harassing me all the goddamn time. Shit. Let me give him a dose of their own medicine. And he just jumped out and just started buzzing. You know, we don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No doubt. Well said, Rock. Well said, panel. Razor, once again, bro, we do appreciate you for bringing this topic to the table. Team, we got the 800th episode this Thursday, man, you know, so if we want to dive back into this motherfucker a little bit more, we can definitely do that, man. But, yeah, we're going to turn up. We turning all the way up this Thursday. Ground Hard Radio. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up 323-693-3043, and make sure you check us out. We're streaming 24/7 live, 365.com, man. Make sure you go to the Google Play Store, download the app, take Ground Hard Radio on the go with you. The producer looking at my face, team. So right now we're gonna go ahead and get into our interview other night, you know what I'm saying? And I want y'all folks to give a warm welcome for your boy, independent recording artist. We got your boy EDK King Kev live in the motherfucking building. What it do, fam? Bless.
Hey,
what happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Kev, what good with you?
Yeah, man, sitting back, you know, trying to stay alive. You know how it go.
I feel you. What's up?
True. Okay.
That's what it is. He in the cut, goddammit. All right, well, bro, I just want to say, first and foremost, on behalf of the panel over here at Ground Hard Radio, we appreciate you taking time out your schedule tonight to come kick it with us. So salute to you for that.
Most definitely, you know, it's all love. It's definitely all love.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, team, we're going to jump straight into this thing, man. You know, it's been a minute since we had a guest in the house, so we formally welcome you in, bro. I want to hit you. I want to start it off with this. I want you to tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your grind. How did you get your start in the game? You know what I'm saying? Tell us a little bit more about you so we can get to know you a little bit better. Who is King Kev?
Okay. You know, I was born and raised down here in Columbia, South Carolina. You know, and I you know, like, the ones that got me started really was, like, my pops and my uncle, you know, and, like, you know, shouts out to them because, like, man, a little RP to my pops, but, like, yeah, like, my uncle, you know, like, you know, they call him Skeet, but he probably go by another rap man, but I kid you not, like, you know, the was, like, a couple people that, like, about my, you know, like, my whole progress, like, coming up from a little one and, like, just pushing it and stopping and getting back in it.
No doubt, no doubt. That's what's up. That's what it is, bro. All right, so who inspires you to do music? You know what I'm saying? What are some of your musical influences?
You know, I ain't really had, like, that. Like, everybody was big, like, on a big bass. You know, I listened to a lot of pop, but at the time, it was X, too. You know, I like that down-to-earth, you know, like, you got to hear what I'm saying, you hear me? So, like, when I speak, I want you to hear everything I'm saying because, like, if you can't hear it, then I want you to picture it, you know. Feel me, you know, basically, I just want you to yeah, you know, you gotta feel me because I'm not getting. You find out, you know, they just stay in tune, find out, and yeah, they it's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's true.
So with, so I mean, you kind of just I wasn't even gonna ask this question, but you kind of led me into it. So for a person that's never heard of your music before, like, how would you describe your own personal sound?
My own sound, like, it's pain, you hear me? And, like, I'm going to give you a story. Like, each time when you hear me, it's going to be a story behind it. Like I said, I want you to visualize and feel everything I say. Like, that voice is deep down, you know, when I hit that, you know, when you're silent, when you talk a lot, you know, like, you got to feel me, you hear me? Like, okay. You know, little ether on my baby.
No doubt. That's what's up. I respect that. So music-wise, any upcoming albums, mixtapes, performances, anything that the folks should expect from King Kev? What you got going on?
We got the Kaylin album number 2. The first one I had already dropped. It was on Spotify and everything else. Then I got that coming to the world, you know, like, you know, it's like a world track, just like a new world track. That's a little mixtape that we're pushing. Me and all the other members in Kaylin, as in Tamaze, Chop, you know, D, Uno, and like a couple of other guys. Like, everybody really just put and it'll give everybody, like, once for, like, that's not in tune, it'll give them more, like, for where we all coming from, really. All us expressing certain things, you know. But, you know, it's a bond. So we all together on this, like, brotherly bond, street bond, you know how it go, like.
All right, no doubt. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, so team, check this out. I don't want to hog up all the questions. We got a thick panel tonight, you know what I'm saying? So I'm moving around a little bit. I'm going to pass it over to the panel. But King Kev, I just want to say salute to you, bro. I appreciate you answering my questions tonight, and I'm going to throw it to your boy, Carter Mafioso.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Salute. What's up, King Kev? EDK.
How you doing?
What's up? What's good with you? Glad you can make it tonight. You know what I'm saying? I had the pleasure of having you on Don't Bite Your Tongue, DJ Face Smile. For those who don't know EBK, this is one of my brother's sons of the group I first started out at university, Daryl Franklin. You know what I'm saying? One of my father and brother, Luke. Yes, and he's also King Skeet's nephew, you know, and my nephew. You know what I'm saying? I had a pleasure of, I want to say, King Skeet called me when, I want to say, Kev was about 7 or 8 years old. And he called me over there, and you know what I'm saying? And Kev just started rapping. You know what I'm saying? Out of the blue. No help, no helping them with anything or nothing. I'm talking about just straight freestyle. You know what I'm saying? So that then alone, you know what I'm saying? I knew, you know what I'm saying, he was the gift to the world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just proud, you know, for you to keep holding the torch. You know what I'm saying? And you know how we do it in the 803. You know what I'm saying? We roll up on motherfuckers and we be like, yo, spit stuff. So you know how we do it. I ain't going to talk your head off. Can we get a little 16 from you tonight? You know what I mean?
Oh.
You know how we do it?
No, we definitely could. Yeah, but you want one now?
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, I done went broke and came up off the dimes. I had to work on a 9-to-5. Mama told me don't worry about the trucks. If they cut you, won't be bust. I'm like, yeah, I was sleeping in the service. I done did so many things, I ain't perfect. They see no time for confession. I've been moving lately with the records. And youngers don't even that question. They've made moves, so I think they're blessed. If you don't want them, they stick them. And got no wise to pick them. Smoking on hookah, we thought they was gritty. Most of these people been steady switching. Most of them been steady snitching. Still bills. He ain't no picky size that would indicate to the world, cry that minute the effort just in case they didn't get it. I've been really sitting back in the trenches. Mama told me never worry about it. Come on. I could never be in my business. Hopefully they all looking at, come on, don't get me. I keep going all night, you hear me?
God damn. Right. What my sound effect? God damn it, blow talk. What a sound effect. I need the sound effect, God wasn't the sound effects, but go ahead. We apologize for our hard radio. That was none of the sound effects. None.
That's new.
Yeah, that was real new. we apologize.
No,
go ahead, bro. That supposed to be in the buzzer,
no
producer.
Right. But you know, hey, we got a panel in. We got some hot music for you, you know what I'm saying? I'm just glad you're here, you know what I'm saying, to show up and show out, you know what I'm saying? And to let y'all know, this is a representation of our time,
EAT
Universe, you know what I mean? So when I'm dead and gone, definitely believe EBK will be holding this shit down, you know what I mean? So, salute.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah. That's what's up. All right, team, we can keep this thing moving. And we're going to throw it to the queen. Miss Chief, you got any questions, darling?
I do. Hello, how are you?
How you doing, Miss Queen?
I'm doing well. Okay, so I have my first question is like a kind of like a two-part question. I want to know, tell us how what EBK stands for first.
It really just stands for everybody killing, you know. It's just everybody because I'm not discriminating, but at the same time, I'm willing to work with everybody. It's like the ones who are it's not really down for me or against me in the movement that I'm pushing. And, like, the movement that I am pushing, bigger, better, and stay righteous, you know. Just stay righteous at all times. I don't like to see no poison. Yeah, I like everybody to be righteous.
Yeah, That's what's up. Yeah. Now, my second part of that question is, how did you come up with your name? Because, you know, your name is very important and, you know, it sticks with you forever. So how did you decide EBK King Cast?
Well, like I say, sometimes in the world get lonely, you know. I've been moving by myself, you know. I got ties with everybody else. At times, you feel like you're by yourself. So it's just like...
Yeah, that's a very good name. Now, my other question is, I heard you say that you know, your uncle and your father are also artists. What other influences, far as music wise, doesn't have to be mainstream, it could be, you know, underground. What other artists influence you to become an artist? Not necessarily your sound, but just to become an artist.
Good question.
Hey, pass the truth.
What you said, Kev? What did he say? Pass the truth?
Yeah.
Pastor Troy?
Okay,
oh,
that's
okay.
That's what's
okay,
up.
Okay, what's up? That's good. Okay,
yeah.
And then my last question is, because I'm into marketing, so how are you branding yourself?
As in, like, for, like, my music-wise, like, how am I pushing it out there?
Yes, because you are your brand. So how are you presenting yourself as an artist to the world?
I'm pretty much laid back, but like I said, I just pick most of, like, I'm underrated, right? Because I don't really promote much of my, like, I don't promote my music like I should. But for that reason, I like to see if people really see because I promotion opinion anybody for promotion or saying I dropped this song. The views still pop up, so I'm like just seeing if people are, if they're really listening or if I really got fans. So when I see them do jump, I'm like, okay. It made me feel a little better, like, if people actually listen to this music. So I'm doing something right.
That's good. That's a good way. Now add the extra promotion for yourself. You be straight. That's all I have for you. I enjoyed you. I can't wait to listen to your music.
That's what's up. No doubt, that's what it is. All right, King Kev, we got a whole panel for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? So we got more folks on the squad. We're going to throw it to you, boy, dope-ass music. Broski, you got any questions for your boy, EBK King Kev?
What's going on, King?
What's up?
Hey, man. So I haven't heard any of your music, but I'm interested in some figuring out when you're trying to make a song, how do you pick your beats? Where do you go to pick your beats? Do you have a producer? How do you create your project?
Okay. Yes, yeah, everybody. I got a producer, right? His name is Wright. You call him Mr. Wright or whatever you want to call him, but his name Wright. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. And when I get in there and whatever I'm thinking in my head, and I just, okay, every beat I get, I don't write until I get the beat made. So I pretty much just like, I figure out what type of sounds I like and just push them. Everything from scratch, I just like to push them. You know, and just tell them, okay, we'll go back on this and then take that out and then add this right here. And then I tell them, now you in my head, now you listening when I'm listening in my head. And push it like that. And when I write it, like I say, I'll be, it's not that I'm trying to get everybody to feel me, but it's just like, I'm speaking my mind when I, you know, it's like, I ain't going to call it beating, but I'm speaking my mind. So, like, I want my beat just to go along with that, too. It don't matter if it got a hard 808 in the back, whatever it is. Everything fit in right.
Well, that's definitely a good mindset to have, because at the end of the day, if the music doesn't represent you, then there's really no point in you making the music for yourself. So, shout out to that. That was all the questions I had, Jit. Back to you.
Appreciate that, good brother. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Razor. Any questions, Broski?
Yeah, I just got one question. What's good, fam?
What's up? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good. So, as the R&B representative on the panel, I just want to know, outside of rap and hip-hop as a genre, what's your favorite song outside of that genre?
Good question, bro.
Out of where? Like, R&B.
I'm saying outside of just rap. It could be any other genre outside of rap and hip-hop.
Sam Cooke. I was born.
Sam Cooke.
I like that.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right.
All right, come on with it, young man.
Cool.
Come on, there we go. Now we get somewhere. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, my mom's just saying that that motherless children, I had forgot the lady that made that song back in. Did you not listen? See, I ain't gonna get started on. We can say that for another time, but I kid you not. Another influence on my life. I wish I would have said it earlier, because, like, yeah, singing rap, like, she really, like, you hear me? Like, that's that, you hear me? Like,
oh, yeah.
Shout
out to Erica Patterson.
She probably makes me cry when she sings, but, you know, when she sings, you know, yeah, that's what made me love them two songs right there, I kid you not, my mama. You hear me? With Sam Cooke. They're pushing me.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Hey,
good.
Hey, Jit, that's all I got, man. Let's get to the music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We about to get to the music, man. But before we get to the music, we're going to throw it to your boy, E-Dub. E-Dizzle, you got any questions?
Oh, for sure. EBK, what's up, bro?
What's up?
Man, that's all good, dog, man. We glad you came through Ground Hard Radio, man. Bless us with your talent and your time and all that. I only got one question. If you had to describe your music, how would you describe your music, you know what I'm saying, to a listener who might not be familiar with you as an artist in your sound?
Well, I'm telling you day-to-day stuff that we really going through, but I ain't put too much in it. Like, I'm telling you what's going on in this world that I'm living in, you know, and what I'm doing to fight to success, but really just to stay out of, like, I don't know, it's just really to get out the struggle, really. It's that get out the struggle means, like, I'm trying to get out the struggle. And I will succeed one day, but I'm trying.
That's real, dog.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
And today, I ain't gonna lie, because today's music, to me, is singing like a lot of people, you know, gravitate to what's popular, what's hidden, you know what I'm saying, the trap sound and the content. So I just wanted to see where you stand and where how you view yourself as an artist and your music. You know, saying good answer, bro.
Yeah, because like, I'm all around with that music, but I keep that thugging, you know. I keep that thugging because, you know, that's what I'm living. But it's just like, I drop the R&B, you know, like, because I'm just versatile with it. I ain't going to stick to one thing. Like, I'm going to be versatile with it. But I definitely got some R&B tracks out there pushing through. More that's going, when you see, you're going to be like, okay, dang. This guy kind of smooth today because I switched it up. But that's what most people not going to expect. They're not going to expect you to switch it up. But, oh, yeah, most of this, that's going to come. And I'm going to take my advantage because I'm going to always do that.
That's real, homie. Hey, man, we salute you, bro. And I'm just excited to hear how you coming, bro, and what you bring to the table, man.
No doubt. No doubt. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, man. Last but never least, round this motherfucker. DJ Sergeant Ross. Broski, you got any questions for your boy King Kev?
Okay. Well, first off, you know what I'm saying? We want to thank you for stopping by Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying, to give us some of your time and some of your talent, you know what I'm saying? So we just want you to know that we really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, how old are you, by the way?
I'm
turning
26.
You
turn
who?
26.
26?
I think you said 26, bro.
Yeah, I say 26.
Okay, all right. So you're 26 years old. Now, you said you've been doing this for a while. So what has changed from the music back then versus to where you are now?
I reckon a lot of people just I feel like they were harder back then. Everybody just rapping just to rap, just to clear out, like, you know, like, they don't.
I see you.
Yeah, you know, everything made up, or it's just something that they dream about. I mean, I don't mind getting something that I dream about, but, like, if you're going to dream, you really got to go get that. So if you thought of it, you still go get it, and not just talk about it in the face, you know.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? All right, now, I always ask guests this question, you know what I'm saying, when they come. So I'm going to ask you, what was the moment that just made you say, this is what I want to do? You know what I'm saying? You could have been at school rapping for your homeboys in the courtyard. You could have been on the phone rapping to a female. But what was the moment that just really made you say, I'm finna do this shit?
Well, be honest, like, you know, it wasn't just being me, you know, I was struggling with my little partner, you hear me, like, and he, you know, bad things happen sometimes, you hear me, like, you know, he ain't here, so, you know, like, me and him really was supposed to, you know, we were supposed to be doing this, you know, we were supposed to be thugging together on this, right? And like I say, you know, things happen, you know. Wrong place, wrong time, you know, he up there with God. So like, but if you hear all my songs though, you know, I'm shouting my boy out, you know, every song, you know, I'm pushing for, you know. Like I say, bigger and better, like I wanna see the righteousness from everybody. And like, you know, I woke up like, yeah, you know, I'm going to push because, see, we ain't never get to have that chance. You know, we ain't never got the chance to go to the studio. So after, you know, Bodum left, I really was like, you know, boom, meeting up with somebody. They took me there, you know. And I really just, I've been there ever since then. Like, just, yeah, it's us, boy. You said you're going to get it one day. I'm here. I'm definitely going to push it, you know. Bro, that's the reason I ain't stopped yet. You know, I'm just pushing like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Well, that's trill, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and yeah. Look, much love for you stopping through the Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get into this music. So, Jit, you know what I'm saying? Let's let this dude rip. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Y'all
you know
ready to get into the music?
True.
That's what's up. It's about that time. That's what it is. Okay. So check this out, King Kev. We got this hot track from you called Thuggin'. I want you to formally introduce that to the folks that's listening right now, but I also want you to stay online for me because when we come back, I got a couple more questions for you. So go ahead and formally introduce your track.
Okay, well, this Thuggin' track, it's something I push. Like I said, it's something about how I feel. So, like, I love feedback on that. But it's on YouTube because, like, my rap name, like, it's CBK Iraq. But Iraq the G-Body. But when you type it on YouTube, it's just Iraq, I-R-A-C, Iraq on YouTube, and put the X behind it, and you'll see all my tracks. I kid you not. Just tune in and let me know how y'all feel about it.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right. You want to introduce that? Are you want J Chronicles to introduce you? You want to formally introduce that thing? You know what I'm saying? Either or.
I got this.
You know, Uncle Jitter introduced it now. Goddamn it, I'm trying to get my skills. You know, they said I done fell off. They said I had done fell off.
Hell
goddamn
yeah.
It, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, I
introduced it.
King Kev, you want to introduce that motherfucker track? Then you supposed to tell those niggas, this King Kev, this is Thuggin' on Ground Hard Radio. That right?
I didn't
want to
be too high. You know, it's on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes,
okay.
All
check game.
Yeah.
Get it everywhere, shit. Play it everywhere, goddamn it. Here it is. King Kev with Thuggin'. I like him, though. I love it. It's Grind Hard Radio.
Hey,
yeah.
You got it going on. We about to run this motherfucker.
He said, go play it on Spotify, goddamn it.
You know what I'm saying? King Kev live, you know what I'm saying? We about to run that Thuggin' track. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
803 style. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Let's wake them up. Thug.
803, baby. We'll take off.
Keep moving solid, so I don't talk a lot. And I ain't spinning through unless I got the drop. He got it 88 with no top. And all we'll do is show because the game high. And it ain't no cutting corners. This shit hit jump just like the hot spot. And bitches ain't no re-rock. Oh yeah, straight drop. For friend of 4 years, he still getting knocked. His enemies be friending me, but ain't no sinning shot. We pitting red dots on niggas like the chick pops. But we been scrapped to the T, they call it Fort Knox. I remember days up in the kitchen with the rusty pot. But we was working on that bitch until
my wrist locked.
But mama said to make your friends, cause they'll get you popped. She said they about the street shit that we got you locked. Oh shit, I thug, how I thug, I got that from my pop. I had to learn the hard way.
Second eye, third crystal, that be God day.
Can't let a nigga take me out, cause that be God's play. They ain't thugging with me.
No sir.
They ain't thugging these streets.
Coming in last,
I didn't see 90 on the dash, praying on crack. And every time I did a lick,
plate right there, you heard?
Now that's 100. Now I'm gonna give him that. I'm gonna give you that, yeah. Young man. Keep pushing.
Yeah, I like
keep
that.
Keep pushing.
I like that. That track.
Salute
nice.
To you, Kev.
I'm talking about that track.
That's hard, bro.
That track was lit. That track was lit,
salute.
Man. I was sitting up there listening to this, you know, dude rapping. I was like, oh, he got an abstract type of flow. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I liked it. I liked it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we want to hear more music from you, though. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear more music from you. So don't hesitate to send anything to Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? And for real.
Yeah, I got a few. I'm pushing that. Other than the Thuggin, I got Deucin. Got what? Got Better With Time. I got that Can't Sleep more of a R&B feel. Is gonna let you, you gonna feel it without me. If you going through it, or if you already been through it, you gonna feel it without me, because you gonna be able to, like, you can be able to relate if you been through that struggle, but type of way you gonna feel it. Just know that.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, keep pushing.
Yeah,
keep pushing. Keep going. All right. Go ahead, bro. You got it. No,
I
got to
say, that Thuggin track, that's one of the ones, like, is expressing what I'm going through. Like I said, like, mama said, it makes sense, you know. Like, what your parents always used to say when you were little, you know, they ain't your friends, they ain't your friends, you hear me, like, them be the ones that get you jammed. Yeah, like, I'm, you know, but I'm like, I'm thugging either way because I got a hard head, but I had to learn in the wrong one, you know. Like,
no doubt.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
But,
that's true.
Salute to you. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, now, Keith,
yeah.
Before we cut to the break, you know, you had already told him. You said, God damn it, play my shit everywhere. This is the time, man. Any place, any websites, the folks can go and check out your music. You know what I'm saying? Throw your social media out there. Once again, let the folks know where they can find your music at. And again, keep going, man. We was definitely feeling that track.
Mm-hmm. Well, my you look up on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. Any music network that's pushing right now, I definitely drop my album on there, and each one of the songs that I push, there's more songs to it. So, like, if you think Thuggin was pretty nice, it's a lot more. So, like I say, just stay in tune. But definitely, how you spell my name out, that's I-R-A-C, IRAC. You put an X behind it, and you see everybody else is pushing with me on this K-Land moment. Yeah, we out.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
I definitely appreciate y'all putting me on the show. And, you know, shout-out to Greenville. You know, shout-out to, you know, Bluffville, South Carolina. Shout-out to Hammond. Shout-out, you know, the whole 803. You know, really just the whole state of South Carolina. Shout-out to everybody. Besides, you know, shout-out to
yeah, man, that's what's up. Well,
yes,
hey, Kendall, let me tell you something. We thoroughly enjoyed your interview tonight. You know what I'm saying? You welcome back to Grind Hard Radio at any time. Make sure you tell your folks they can request that Thuggin track right here on Grind Hard Radio. I want you to send us some more of your tracks, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you definitely got a movement going. You know, so keep us posted with what you got going on. But again, we wanted to say salute, bro, and we appreciate you for coming through tonight. You know what I'm saying? And God bless.
And I better see you Sunday, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely out. You hear me? Like, yeah.
You put that out there,
you got the work to me. Yeah, I know how
I
we
got
do it. You guys,
yeah, look, everybody's saying, you know, a lot more new music coming out. Y'all see how much I switch it up, but if y'all gonna go check in on that music, y'all see the last thing I dropped, Can't Sleep, like I say, it's... You gonna feel me, and after that, you just gonna be like, what he gonna drop next? Just know it's gonna be a lot more pain, but you're gonna be happy to hurt him. So like, yeah.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be better with time, but like I said, we getting bigger and better, and like, yeah, I want it. You know,
most definitely. Salute, Kel. Keep us posted, man. And once again, we appreciate you for coming through Ground Hard Radio tonight. Salute. Keep pushing.
Oh, God. Good.
Yeah.
Salute.
That's what's up. All right, King, good interview. You know what I'm saying? We're a little rusty too,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute before we you know, we did an interview. It's been the pandemic around here, motherfucker, but I enjoyed that.
It just goes back
to the history of our
hard work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to get the cobwebs out of our ass. You know what I'm saying?
he was cool, you know, young cat, you know what I'm saying, man? He definitely came through and did his thing, man. So salute. And definitely should be proud of himself, man, because he's one of the few guests that we've had in 2021. So salute.
Yeah.
I did want to throw this out there real quick before we get into another music break. Team, you know, shit been kind of crazy. It's been a little busy or whatever, but a couple of days ago, I had a chance to chill. Do y'all know I was watching Friday? I mean, this had to be a couple of days ago. I'm watching the original Friday. And then the next day it broke out that the guy, AJ Johnson, passed away, the comedian. It's just so crazy. And team, the only reason why I'm bringing it up, when I watched it, because I had some downtime, I was laughing like I watched that motherfucker for the first fucking time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just ironic the very next day that happened. So I definitely wanted to say, rest in peace. We losing so many legends out there, man, you know, and I always tell folks, you can be here today and gone tomorrow. So make sure you just tell your friends that you love them. Your loved ones. If you got some issues going on with your family, you know what I'm saying? Try to fix that shit because you really could be here today and gone tomorrow. You know, life is too short. So it just will mind boggling to me. Because I'm watching the goddamn movie. Like, it's brand new. You know what I'm saying? That kind of caught me off guard.
When I found that out, I went back and watched all of his movies that he was in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
AJ was a different type of comedian, man. He was good, man. He was good for the roles that they gave him or the roles that he chose. Man, he played them roles. You know what I'm saying? I like that role.
Right.
I got the hook up with Master P. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Like, you know, he's just a phenomenal comedian, man. And it's sad that he had to, you know what I'm saying, go so fast, you know what I'm saying, without, you know, getting his just due. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
shout out to AJ Johnson's family,
you know what I'm saying? Michael Douglas. You know what I'm saying? You know, we here, we with you at Ground Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just hate when shit like this happens, you know what I'm saying? Because it takes away from some of the planet, you know what I'm saying? Like AJ Johnson dying, that took a little bit away from me. You know, even Debo took a little bit away from me, but not as much as, you know, what AJ did, you know what I'm saying? For real.
And Rock, I just wanted to say too about AJ, you know, he was one of those comedians that was good, you know, being a stand-up comedian and in the movies, because let's just keep it real, team. I ain't even call out no names. You know, you got some comedians, you know, they ain't too good doing both, you know what I'm saying? It's one or the other, you know, or they might be good in the movies and not so much on stage, you know, so thank you, Chris Rock. But we gonna go there.
I don't know if he didn't get no unsung or not, but Brush should have been on unsung.
I'm showing my age a little bit, but yes, I watch unsung. You got to give folks they flowers while they here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's
the difference. And then I salute them for grinding, just like we have to grind and do shows on the side. I salute him. You know. Coming from L.A., Los Angeles, it's hard coming from a big city, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to be heard, because you got a million other people that's doing the same thing you're doing. So
So to get heard and keep it going, I salute anybody for that. You know, that's why I never been a hater in this game. I never always, you know, I would like to, you know, team up and do something with everybody because it's so hard out here, you know, because it's like if you ain't got something for somebody, somebody ain't going to want to give you a chance. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like in this day, if you don't know nobody, you know, I don't give a fuck how much money you got. It's kind of like who you know now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, more people it's you do know and you collaborate with, you fuck around and get a chance just because you with somebody they know. You know what I mean? So that's why it's always good to collaborate with people and network. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know who know you or who they know and who somebody else might know. You know what I mean? So I knew him grind, you know, and not giving up, you know, because like Q said, he didn't get him on the last Friday. You know what I mean? So,
Q wasn't paying nobody nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because all of them actors that came out and told a story on Q, they say Q didn't really give them that much money to do the first Friday. Even after the Friday had grossed all them millions of dollars, he still didn't come back and say, hey, here you go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people got to watch out how they treat people, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like you say, you hear one day and gone the next. You know what I'm saying? Now, AJ gone. Now, I bet Ice Cube feeling some type of way about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, apparently he didn't do them like right. You know what I'm saying?
And that's see, when you're dealing with that rock, that's you know, Lane, that key. Went all the Ice Cube. You know, he's the partnership with somebody with that. He didn't have the full... He's like executive producer. They're just like Puffy. Puffy can't really battle nobody on no beats because he really paid for them beats. He make them beats. Like JD was saying, you know, did you make that beat? Nah, you didn't make that beat, like, you know, from scratch. You paid for that beat. Somebody else made it. So what Ice Cube did was partnership with a real filmmaker. You know what I mean? So he only got ownership, you know, so many rights like that, you know. He didn't do what P did, you know. Now, P should have paid him, you know what I mean? P had full ownership of his shit, you know what I'm saying? But I feel what you're saying, man.
Right. And speaking of Jermaine Dupri and Dr. Dre and Puff Daddy,
say that shit.
Let me tell you, I actually had the opportunity to watch the whole Fat Joe.
Let me light up.
Clip. I watched the whole hour and some odd minutes of that shit, and what they was doing. I kind of agree with Timberland and Swiss Beats. Puff calling you out, Jermaine, live and direct on Instagram. Puff played a whole bunch of songs back to back. Jermaine Dupri only played one. And then when he played the one song, he bragged on how, you know, Usher sold 10 million. You know what I'm saying? So he was basically poking fun at Puff Daddy saying, you ain't got one R&B artist to sell 10 million. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, I'm talking about everybody that was in the news feed was chiming in. JD, play something. JD, play something. You know what I'm saying? Jermaine Dupri, like, fuck all that play shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's get in the ring. Let's do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Run those numbers up.
I was like, man, that shit crazy.
I mean, so y'all here for the verse? What y'all think between Diddy and Jermaine Dupri?
I think the world want to see Puff Daddy and Dre because of the Biggie and Pop beef. You know what I mean? That's what I think the world
want
to see.
They ain't gonna see that. They ain't gonna see that because Dre ain't studying that shit. Dre.
Just like Nas and goddamn Jay-Z. You know, people want to see that. You know what I mean? Like,
but Jermaine,
but I just look at it from
smoke himself. Jermaine
I just look at it from
all
the
smoke himself. He say he won't P Diddy sign the paperwork, nigga.
He say he want all the smoke. And you just think about it, you know, producers dancing all in the video. You know, you got Jermaine Dupri, you got Diddy, you got Dope Ass Music, you know, he dance all in the video. You got Smooth the Dude, you know, you got dance all in the video. You know, so just add it to the list. Think it's a nice matchup. Come on with it. Shit. I wanna see it.
Yeah.
That wasn't no shade, it was a light shade.
But at the same time, neither JD nor Jermaine Dupri can fuck with Dr. Dre. I stand on that shit. I'm 10 toes down on that shit. I don't give a fuck if Jermaine Dupri and JD battle. They can battle all day long because you ain't touching Dr. Dre. I don't give a fuck what you say, nigga. Nah, you is not touching no motherfucking Dr. Dre. He did it holler by. He want Dre. Well, he can want him because he ain't going to get him. Cause he can't. P. Diddy
that
can't fuck with
no
Dre.
To me.
Dre plays instruments. Dre operates drum machines. Dre is on the mixing board. You can't fuck with Dre.
Hell no. P. Diddy don't really make no beat. That's what people don't realize.
He had his production team at one time. You know, he had the Hitmen. You know what I'm saying? Stevie J and the other dude that was with him, you know what I'm saying? So that was his production team. Bruv saying, if I executive produce the shit, it's still my shit. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah.
But to the rap in the real hip-hop world, if you didn't make it, then you can't say that you got some part to do with it. You know what I'm saying? One thing about Jermaine Dupri, he could say he touched everything that he did.
Yeah, so scratch.
So who y'all think in the versus battle? Who do y'all think in the versus battle? Who is a worthy opponent of Dr. Dre? Because what I'm hearing, what motherfuckers throwing out, I don't even think it ain't matching up. And hear me out on this too, team. I ain't think Diddy and Jermaine Dupri didn't match up, but when I looked at it from an executive producer standpoint, like that's actually good. Like that'll be cool. But who do y'all think is a worthy opponent of Dr. Dre? I can't name him right off the dome.
Worthy, I would say the only person.
I'm just saying I can't. Now, I got to think about it for 24 hours, but I couldn't answer that question right now. I'm just being real 100.
Two people to battle Dre. I think the only two, it'll take two people to battle Dre. And I think the only two people that'll give him a run is Neptune and Timberland together against Dre. That's the only way.
Hey, a handicap match.
I feel you on Timberland. I feel you on Timberland. Because
Timberland got all the familiar.
See,
tracks,
I wouldn't think.
Jimmy Dwyer, Missy. And all of them done made the Guinness Book of World Records, Grammys, and all kinds of shit. So, you know, Timberland is definitely good. But
I respect that call.
Yeah,
that's 100.
Dre go back a little further than that. Yeah.
Icon. Legend.
Yeah. I grew up off
NWA. Ain't nobody that can fuck with Dre right now, man. I don't think there's nobody that can get in the ring with Dre. Dre is going to pull out too much shit. Dre can pull out some shit that he ain't never even heard and it's still banging. You know what I'm saying? Now that's awesome when you can do some shit like that.
Yeah.
You the shit for real when you can pull out some shit that ain't nobody never heard and still bang that bitch out, man. Shit.
You got all Slim Shady, Eminem tracks. It's hard to be.
You got all 50 Cent tracks.
50.
You got Mob Deep. Who else even do fuck? What's the white girl that walks out with Eve?
Still Dre. Don't forget Jay-Z. He done did Rakim.
You know what I'm saying? Dre got too many records that he could pull out on anybody, bro. That just don't make no goddamn sense. you called out Dre, you barking up the wrong tree, buff.
All right, so we take two people. We take more than one person about it, Jay.
That's what's
man.
Up.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, so check this out, TV. You might hate this shit after this. But then check this out. So, y'all know my boy ain't the best tonight. So what I want to do, I want to go out on a high note while everything working. So, team, just this one time, man, because we're going to turn all the way up for the 800th episode this Thursday. Make sure you tune in, you know what I'm saying, this Thursday night. But, team, you know, I feel like let's go ahead and get our shout-out sound out the way or any last-minute remarks on any topics. We're going to do it. We're not going to do it the traditional way tonight, you know what I'm saying? I do got to find a track that I'm going to throw on, and we're going to get on up out of here, man, you know what I'm saying? But any closing remarks on any topics of the show? How you feeling, team? How y'all feeling about the 800th
good,
episode?
Good. Because
one thing I can say, I ain't think we were going to make it past 8 episodes, let alone 800 episodes. You know what I'm saying? So that's
the
milestone, man. So I can't wait for Thursday night, you know, so salute.
Man, I love this shit. You know what I'm saying? 800 episodes. Shit. Bro.
800
episodes, bro. 800. Man, how,
800.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
I know, right? 800 episodes later. That's right. Keep going. Real talk.
Man, shit. A motherfucker told a goddamn lie. They said Grind Hard Radio was stopping or quitting or falling off or that shit. We had 800 episodes, bitch. Motherfuckers got to catch up. Y'all gotta play catch up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And they can't catch up even if I'm walking. Even if we walk in, they can't catch up.
Man, Chief, you better stop.
Hey, Chief.
That's my baby.
Hey,
I love
that. I hope they got their hands ready because it's slow pulling season. You know what I'm saying? Slow pulling season, baby. 800 episodes. We still dripping sauce on you niggas. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I love it. And Chief, that's the iconic line. You know I love that shit. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So, team, I love y'all. Y'all know how we do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go in. I just want to throw this out there real quick. I want to shout out the whole team. I also want to shout out Mom Dukes. You know what I'm saying? Team, today, actually, because it's actually after midnight here in Duval County. Mom Dukes is turning 60, but you know she's been turning 39 for the last 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's her birthday, man. It's her first time at the new crib. So I got so
happy
much shit going on. Yeah, man. So I'm going to have Mom Dukes at the crib, man. And I know this lady going to have a lot of shit to say tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say salute to my mom. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, Mom.
I just want to say that. Like, y'all pray for me, please.
Hey, Mama.
Cause she gonna,
hey, Mama, talk to
you.
You want to talk?
Yeah, we can't
help
you.
Wait, will somebody help me? I don't need her moving my furniture and all that shit around the way she wanted to look and this and that. You know, I don't need her doing that.
Don't call us.
Sis, you the first one I'll call the goddamn it. Come get him.
I'll be on her side.
Come get him. Somebody please come get him.
Man.
But no, too. So, yeah, it's just a lot going on this week. So, you know, that and the 800th episode, I'm definitely excited about that, man. So let's turn up this Thursday. Anybody else, team? Any closing remarks before we get up out of here? Shout out.
Album coming soon to be
album
announced, bitch. The Trio Ocular, the documentary coming soon, bitch. Plug in the Silk, the mixtape coming soon, bitch.
Bitch.
Below the Level Music, the album coming soon, bitch.
Bitch.
And I'm out this rack ass motherfucker.
Trill.
Trill.
That's what's up. And speaking of Trill, Rock, how we going to get up out of here, man? We going to get up out of here on that usual suspect. So go ahead and introduce that broski, produced by your boy. Dope-ass music, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and introduce that, man. We back in the building this Thursday for the 800th episode. We love y'all for listening to Grind Hard Radio, man. GHR, keep it locked. It's on you, Rock. Take us out, broski. Salute.
All right, man. Look, we going to go out with a bang, you know what I'm saying? This here is a track, You know what I'm saying? That was produced by my player partner, Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? And this is off the album To Be Announced, bitch. And this is Usual Suspects right here on Grind Hard Radio. So, DJ Jit, will you please spin that motherfucking shit, Trill?
Take off.
Ma.
Look.
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molest synopsis are getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distance, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip, cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams. Better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Lou.
The ride, Clyde.
Yeah, yeah. DJ Sergeant Rock in the building. And this beat was produced by I. Yeah. We about to get into a little something like this. Workshop in the building. You know what I'm talking about? Grind Hard Radio in the building. And
California,
I'm gonna let y'all motherfuckers know something. You know what I'm saying? Look, all kinds of thoughts running through my mind, trying to figure out if I made the right decision. Cause I go through the most on the fucking back end, and I try to explain it, but they just don't listen. So I rock how I rock. I ain't worried about no props. I intend to come to work and do my goddamn job. And I don't slang rocks, cause I slang hip hop. And I don't have to borrow, steal, or try to rob. I'm not taking shit. I am not a biter. Rappers can't rap cause they ass ain't writing. They still swagger jacking, expecting you to like it. Thinking they gon' sell cause they sounded just like it. We living in a wide world full of clones. Niggas scared to be they self, biting on the microphone. We living in a wide world full of clones. Niggas scared to be they self, biting on the microphone. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Don't get mad when you figure out, we done figure out through research where you got your style, dawg. So if the true school don't dab your ass up, don't cry on them to it, you a lyrical fraud. We don't want your shucking jives or your fake high five. Get your ugly ass down, we don't know you clowns. And they better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stoned down by the underground, bitch. Ain't no biters in my circle. You jack the right ones, they lyrically gon' murk you. You jack the wrong ones, they physically gon' hurt you. Cause we ain't playing about that biting, cause we be writing. This is trill shit, and we can give a mammy motherfucker how the fuck you feel, bitch. So why you jacking off your dick, nigga, to the next nigga? Can't be yourself, cause you biting off the next nigga. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks, and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks, and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. You know what I'm talking about? Hey man, y'all get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground around this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock, workshop in the building. You know what I'm saying? Dope ass music on the track, breaking these suckers back. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that. This is a Mississippi to the
California, a conglomerate. Trill. Trill.
Radio, you bastard.
True. True.